I'm Alexandra Olgan at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City. The Cole County Republicans hosted a watch party to monitor the race for State House Representative Mike Bernsketter. He is the Republican incumbent. Even though this is his second election, Bernsketter says he feels just as anxious as he did the first time around.
You know, you got your name on the ballot and somebody else has their name on the ballot and you just never know what can happen. Like I said, especially since half of my district changed.
Bernsketter says he will keep working at the same issues in his new district.
Well, we're going to continue to try to improve state employees' pay. I want to continue to work on the energy, you know, talk about nuclear energy out at the Callaway plant.
Bernsketter says he also plans to improve the state's infrastructure and the Missouri State Penitentiary.
I'm Wendy Mader in Fulton. Supporters for Republican incumbent Jeannie Riddle were in high spirits at Post Office Bar and Grill in Fulton on Tuesday night. Riddle will continue as representative of District 49 in Callaway County. The incumbent garnered 75% of the vote against Democratic challenger Pam Murray. Riddle says she is humbled by the support of Callaway County voters.
My request is that they stay connected with me. I cannot do the job that they voted me to do if they don't stay connected, and so that I truly am carrying the voice of my area for the 49th District.
Riddle says the main focus of her next term is the economy, energy, and education, which she refers to as the three E's.
8,298 votes for Nate to his opponents, total of 6,156.
I'm Courtney Dahl in Kirksville. Republican nominee Nate Walker accepted the District 3 state representative victory among family, supporters, and former state representatives at Steve's Garden Deli in the square in Kirksville. Down the street, Democratic nominee Rebecca McClanahan saw the writing on the wall, with final numbers showing a 57% to 43% victory for Walker. Walker says McClanahan was tenacious in the campaign.
She was tough out there. She's very intelligent. She's very bright. But sometimes you got to be right on the issues, and I think I was right on the issues for this district, the 3rd District.
Walker says the most important issues he will be facing in Jefferson City are unemployment, the economy, and support for people with disabilities.
I'm Andrew Yost in Columbia. Incumbent State Senator Kurt Schaefer met rounds of applause from family and supporters for his victory at his watch party in Columbia's Holiday and Expo Center. Schaefer said he will continue to reach across party lines for the sake of progress. He also says Missouri public education will be his top priority.
For the next 4 years, funding for public education, both K-12 and higher ed, will be my top priority. And, you know, the economy's picking up a little bit. We still have a long ways to go, but it's always a battle to make sure that we fund public education at the levels that it needs to be funded.
Schaefer said he was surprised that Prop B, which proposed to increase the cigarette tax to fund K-12 and higher education, didn't receive more voter support, but he remains determined to fund public education.
I'm Kelly Stanfield in Columbia. District 19 State Senate candidate Mary Still received 43% of the vote, while her opponent, Republican incumbent Kurt Schaefer, had 56%. Still says her campaign was substantially outspent.
He had $1.2 million, and I was able to raise $400,000 from real people, donors, not wealthy special interests.
The Democratic candidate says she wants Schaefer to stand up for women's rights in his second term. Since 2008, Still has served as the House Representative for the 25th District. Kelly Stanfield, KBIA News.
I'm Mickey Christensen in Jefferson City. At the Democratic Watch Party at Bones' Lounge, spirits were high after President Obama secured 4 more years. The room was filled with Cole County candidates and their friends, but the happiest person here isn't even old enough to vote. 16-year-old Jediah Churchill.
I feel really, really happy.
And even though she's young, she's no stranger to politics.
I've been doing campaigns since I could walk.
But the celebration isn't getting out of control for Churchill.
I'm going to go home and probably drink some soda and sleep. I've been awake since 4 in the morning.
So you're 16 now. You've been in politics since you're 4.
When
are we going to see your name on the ballot?
I don't think I'm going to run for anything. I actually want to be a special education teacher.
Not only did Obama defeat Mitt Romney, Churchill could also celebrate Democratic candidate Claire McCaskill being re-elected as senator for Missouri.